Two former communist countries, Poland and Romania, have opened negotiations on the stationing of American troops in their territories. Polish and Romanian officials say they are ready to receive American military bases and that further negotiations with Washington are expected shortly. Both former Soviet satellite states are among America's closest European allies after the United Kingdom. Unlike Germany and France, Poland and Romania supported the United States-led war in Iraq. Poland, which joined NATO 4 years ago, has 2,000 troops in Iraq as part of the American and British-dominated coalition. Polish Defense Minister Jerzy Smaczynski says his country is generally in favor of hosting the American bases, although the question of who will cover the operating costs remains to be decided. Poland's budget has been strained by multi-billion dollar defense deals last year with the United States, Finland and Israel to bring its Soviet-era army up to NATO standards. The stationing of American troops will be among the topics discussed by Polish President Aleksander Kwasniewski and President George W. Bush in Washington later this month. Romania, which is due to become a NATO member later this year, has made clear it too would welcome American soldiers. Romanian Prime Minister Adrian Năstase says they would be well placed strategically because of Romania's access to the Black Sea and proximity to the Middle East. Romania and the smaller Balkan nation of Bulgaria already helped Washington by opening their airspace to U.S. aircraft heading to the war in Iraq. Nearby Hungary, which opened a military base for the training of Iraqi volunteers last year and American forces as part of the nearby Balkan peace mission, said it is also prepared to help the U.S. But Hungary has been criticized by Washington and NATO for not always reacting quickly to emergency military situations. The Hungarian parliament recently made it possible for the government to send peacekeepers abroad without a lengthy parliamentary process. Stefan Bos for VOA News, Budapest.